Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. There's a website that I want you guys to go to. 612, the actual number, 612film.com. It's important because there's a documentary that you guys will soon see that recently premiered with a story that we all lived through. If you're listening to this show right now, you know what it was like here when we had the murder of George Floyd and you had the protest and the world watched it. We were here. We were a part of it. And there is an amazing documentary, a short doc that is going to be revealed to the world in due time. And joining us here in studio is the guy that is like the mastermind behind it. ZM Grove, director, writer, producer. He joined us here in studio to talk about the doc and just how he got into wanting to do this work. So first off, ZM, and by the way, full transparency, me and ZM have known each other for a long, long time. We go way, way back. I appreciate you coming on The Lake Show, man. And by the way, you're so complimentary of me, and I appreciate the support and the love and just big upping me all the time. So I truly appreciate it. And your first time on the show, so thanks for coming to hang out, man.
Hey, thanks, Henry, and appreciate what you do, brother. You're the one voice in Minnesota that transcends every zip code.
I'm trying
to. Thanks for having me, and I'm a big supporter.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. All right, so first off, tell everybody a little bit about your background. Tell everybody about who ZM Grove is.
Yeah, ZM Van Groth, Northside kid. Grew up across the street.
Northside?
Northside, North Commons Park, North Community High School graduate. Our family's been in North Minneapolis since the 1800s. But I was adopted into a multicultural family, white parents, black kids, and living in North Minneapolis in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'll always be Northside.
Yeah, I mean, a Northside guy, you mentioned that you were adopted. There's a story there in itself, right, like that people will see in the documentary. But, you know, you're not just a Northside guy. You're global, man. You move around. So you tend to go from here to Los Angeles. How long have you been kind of in this realm of wanting to do like movies or docs and content creation and stuff like that? Has that always been a thing that you've always wanted to do?
No, I'm a business guy, man. Come on, man.
Yeah,
that paper.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a business guy, and most of my life, although I grew up in North Minneapolis, most of my life has been in Los Angeles. And then had it not been for my mom getting sick, I would have never been back here. And that was right before COVID and George Floyd.
Yeah.
So I've always been around Hollywood, the studios, contacts. You know, I'm a nobody. But at the same time, I got back here and found myself on the front lines of the protests. And for the last 5 years, have been interviewing hundreds of people because I wanted to know how young people started the biggest single issue protest in modern history right here in the streets of Minneapolis.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into that, because I find that captivating that you mentioned that, because when I think about the pandemic, because there's so much that's a part of this story. The pandemic hits. We have George Floyd that is murdered. We have a phenomenon like the world has never seen before. That in itself is a story, because I remember in the pandemic where there were few places that you would go to. It was, I mean, because the world had shut down. Yeah. And I remember one time going to the grocery store, all masked up, the grocery store being Whole Foods in Minnetonka near Ridgedale. And I bumped into Devin George, and Devin was with his father, and we've got our mask on, whatever, and I see Devin, I recognize Devin. I pull it down just for a second so I can reveal who I was and put it back up, and so we get to talk, whatever, and basically, they were doing some last-minute shopping, getting some groceries, whatever, for family, and then they were getting ready to get to travel to L.A.
Right.
To spend some time in L.A., because Devin's back and forth between here and Los Angeles, clearly, because he played for the Lakers. But the bottom line is that the world was kind of, it was like time had really just kind of just stood still for a minute, and we're all watching what happened with George Floyd. How did you get into a situation and a position to make this documentary? Because like you mentioned, you had been in LA, but then George Floyd happens, you find yourself here. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we got to remember, if we step back, there was a confluence of events going on. And you got to remember, Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, that was already going on. And people forget, on that morning was the bird watching incident in Central Park.
Oh, wow.
And so then in the afternoon, people started seeing that. And then they started seeing the murder of George Floyd. So I rocked up on history by accident. A day after, I just wanted to, you know, I had been cooped up in a place here. I have an autoimmune disease, so I was like in a bubble like everyone else. And like you said, we were all forced to see what a murder looks like. Had it not been for that brave 17-year-old girl, this would have just been another black man, you know, murdered or died by fentanyl, whatever you want to say about it.
Yeah.
And
well,
so
and we know how the police report was, and what the police put out initially clearly was not what actually happened.
Yeah, that's a trial. And this film is not about George Floyd.
Yeah.
What I did was I wanted to see what happened. And accidentally, I rocked up on the third precinct the day that I believe the protest really started. And that's when normal citizens came to the third precinct and said, hey, we want to figure out why these cops killed this guy that we saw from 9 minutes and 29 seconds. And I was there. And at that point, I think it was the first time where Minnesotans, white Minnesotans, saw getting shot from sniper positions from atop of an American police department, stun grenades, tear gas. All that. I think it shocked a lot of Minnesotans, but it definitely shocked those people that were there. And I just happened to be capturing it on my phone like everyone else, putting it on social media. It went viral. And I was like, man, I got to keep going. So the next day, I went to the protest that started in City Hall and marched. Well, I wasn't marching. I was just filming the front
lines. Yeah, you were documenting it. Yeah.
Documented.
Yep.
And not because I'm a filmmaker, but I just wanted to know what was going on and see how this kind of the outcome of this. And so after a week or so of documenting the protest, putting it up on social media, I said, you know what? I really actually want to find out. What is this? Why is this so explosive?
Yep.
And by that time, it became the number one issue in the world, you know. And so in the process that summer, I started saying, hey, you know, in questioning why these protests, why these young people are going out, I found out it was the inequities. These kids know what's going on in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
You can't have a place for the best place for the majority and the worst place for the minority and not think there's going to be constant tension.
Yeah.
So these kids knew what was going on. And for the first time, they were like, yep, see, that's their reality every single day. And those protesters, the majority of them were white. They were white allies saying, we know that we get treated differently than our Black and Brown and Native American LGBTQ classmates.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, this is enough. And so for, you know, for the next year, they were out there, and I just started asking, you know, everybody, politicians, community people, you know, people that were actually involved in Minnesota, people like you, just questions of like, how'd this happen? And I didn't want to stop there. I wanted to find out, how can we move forward?
Yeah.
How can Minnesota, the America, and the world move forward? So I started documenting the solutions.
Yeah.
And I found out the solutions are the community programs and organizations and good people around Minnesota. They already have the solutions. And so we kind of focus on four of them: the Rondo Bridge Project in St. Paul, the V3 Sports in North Minneapolis Complex, Justice Alan Page, the Page Education Foundation,
yeah,
and Blackman Teach.
Yep.
Because these are local things that are working, that are positively affecting youth, that have implications nationally.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah, we're talking to director, writer, producer, executive producer, ZM Van Grolt, here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Phenomenal job that he did with the 612 film that he has called Darkness in the Land of Nice. And I'm glad that you positioned it and described it in that way, because it's not about George Floyd. That's a piece of this, but it's not what this is about. What you did was you talked about, how do we become a better Minnesota? How do we become a better place? How do we learn from instances like this that have happened? And who are the people that are doing great work in our community? You mentioned the four organizations and people that have been highlighted here. That was a lot of fun. I was at the premiere.
Yeah.
You told me it turned out amazing. And I'm always kind of critical of anything where my face shows up at least for a split second. Dude, you guys knocked it out the park.
You're the star.
It was unbelievable.
You're the star. You're like the last part of the film, man.
I'm a small piece of the film. And look, first off, I want to say I was honored to be a part of it. But when you have people like Marvin Anderson and Alan Page and Erica Binger and Marcus Lynn, I mean, those are people in organizations that are doing amazing work. I thought it was extremely well done. Talk a little bit about some of the people that assisted you in this, because the production team, I mean, when I was there and saw the people that you had on board, the David Massey's and the Sarah Brokaw's and stuff like that, I'm like, man, you've got like elites here.
Yeah, look, they're all people that want to make a difference.
Mm.
The fact that we had Justice Page, Erica, and Marcus, and Mr. Anderson, these are just like hundreds and thousands of Minnesotans quietly doing the good work. You just never hear about them, because it's easier to, like, you know, say that things are burning and whatnot. But David Massey, our producer, that brother's first, you know, the first Black to get nominated for an Academy Award in the shorts. He's like one of the most respected men in the people in the academy. The Brokaw family, obviously, in news.
Know, Tom Brokaw,
Tom
yeah.
Brokaw, Sarah's father. You know, Clint, he runs the public radio station in Bentonville, Arkansas, Kapkaye Ampa. You know, he started on a film called Color Purple and was the first black to be, you know, one of the first blacks in Hollywood on set design and production. So we have 50 to 100 documentarians and real film people behind this film because we wanted to show, you know, out of tragedy can come progress.
Yeah. No, it was an amazing film. But people out there that are listening, they can support the film before it gets to, because you guys want to get it nominated and get into the different film festivals and stuff like that. People can actually financially support the film to give it that push, give it that boost, give it that exposure that it needs.
Absolutely. So if you go to, 612film.com/support, we're raising funds so that we can do free screenings mm-hmm. around the country. It's important. Hopefully we'll get picked up with streaming. You'll see it on that. But we want to be able to make sure that communities have the ability to see it free and to showcase what's happening good in their community. Here's what's good in Minnesota and collaborate with them. And so if we have a national network of community organizations that are actually making a positive difference working together, that's what we can do. So supporting, you know, we have our fiscal sponsors, the International Documentary Association, you know, the largest supporter of documentary films in the world. It can be a donation or a sponsorship. We're just raising a little bit of money so that we can make sure that people out there know that communities around the country are actually doing good.
Yeah.
They're making progress.
Absolutely. And get that website out one more time.
612film.com/support.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. It's trust me, people, seeing it, it's amazing. It's a short doc. It runs, what, 40 minutes?
Yeah, 39 minutes.
39 yep. minutes. It's well done. It seemed a little bit longer, not in a bad way, but like you're captivated by the footage and just about the people that are part of this great piece.
There's a lot into it. It's a very, I think from the score, I mean, this is an international group of filmmakers, Peabody Award winners, Emmy Award winners, Academy nominated people. Just from the music to the sound to the color, from filmmaking, it's a really good film. And we hope to make sure that we honored the people that entrusted us with their story.
Hey, congratulations, man, and continued success.
Appreciate you,
that's
man.
Awesome. All right, that's ZM Grobe joining us here in studio on The Lake Show. Coming up next, we've got Bite of the Night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.